coming to you from our new home at DynastyLeagueFootball.com and a DLF family of podcasts. We are the Superflex Super Show. We talk QB values, Superflex strategies, evaluate and debate Superflex trades, plus our own twist on Superflex team management with exercises like Tinderflex, Super 6, and You Are Nuts. So when you're done with this awesome DLF podcast, find us on Twitter at Superflex Show and join us in the discussion of the fastest growing format in all of fantasy football, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show.
Let the games begin. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round. For AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to Dynasty Game Night. I get to host tonight. I am John Bosch. Matt Price is not even with us tonight. He's out gallivanting around, going to Iceland or something. He gets to go have fun. But I get to have more fun. Because tonight, I've brought in another full podcast. I have the Red Shirts with me tonight. Red Shirts, let's go around the horn and introduce yourselves. Let's start with Kent. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, John? Yeah, I'm Kent Wyrock. Kind of the guy who kicks off the Red Shirts, but we're a trio of hosts for that podcast, and yeah, we have a good time. Glad to be here. This is fun. I'm excited.
Okada, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little bit freezing cold because it's a incredibly low 52 degrees out here in Southern California.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
We have to turn
you know, we just
on.
Got like 6 more inches of snow here today, right? I mean, we've gotten like a foot and a half of snow in this last week. I don't want to hear it.
I just heard a rumor that the L.A. Hollywood sign mountain might get snow tomorrow, which is insane for us. So, you know, I might die on this podcast from cold.
All right, I'm just going to mute this.
There you go.
Show,
perfect.
So. Bets, we meet again on a podcast.
Yeah,
how
it's been a little while,
tonight?
John, but glad to be back. I'm doing well. Okada, all I have to say to you in regards to that is that I woke up this morning and it was zero where I am at, so I feel nothing for you. No sympathy whatsoever. Bundle up, though.
Yeah.
Bundle up at 52. All right, so we've got 3 games set and ready to go tonight. We've got an ADP game, we've got a name game, of course, and we've got a points scored BS game. Kent, I'm going to let you, since you're the guy that leads off the podcast,
oh,
you claimed.
Well,
you
then.
Get to pick the game. Which game do you want to play first?
Tell you what, let's just start with the easy stuff. Let's go with the ADP game.
ADP game. All right, so I have hot off the presses DLF's Superflex ADP that they are now putting together. If you are interested in doing a DLF Superflex mock, go ahead and hit up at Superflex Dude. That's John Hogue. He's the one running the DLF Superflex mocks, so hit him up. He will get you in a mock. It's an excellent, excellent exercise to do. I should mention before we get into the games that we are a proud member of the DLF family of podcasts. Subscribe to the family feed and get all the DLF podcasts that you can handle. Also, we still have a couple shirts left, $10. Go ahead and let us know. We will get a shirt out to you ASAP. All right, let's get into the ADP game. So with this fresh, fresh ADP that nobody has seen, I pulled the top 36 players. This game is going to be super easy. All you have to do is name a player in that top 36, and you are going to get points assigned to your name based on his ADP. This is golf scoring, so we are looking for lowest score wins. This should be real, real easy. We're going to go left to right on my screen. We're going to go Kent, then Okada, then Betts. Fire off a name, and I will tell you if he's on there, and where he is.
I'll just start easy, Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes comes in at number 4. Kent, you get 4 points on your first swing.
I will take the guy would be my 101, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Nailed it. He is the 101, and also who I took at 101 in one of the mocks I got to do.
All right, I'm going to also take a simple approach here. I'll take Todd Gurley.
All right, he has actually fallen down the number.
That's because CJ Anderson's the starting running back there.
Superflex.
Oh
yeah, I should have decided. I don't. Should we go? I think we should go snake here. Give a little advantage. So we'll go.
Okay. I vote against it, but you know that's fine.
I think it's a 1-1-1 vote here.
Yeah.
I don't think Okada really cares. And, so I'm going to make the commissioner decision.
All right, give me Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara comes in at number 6 on the list. Okada, back
all
to
right,
you.
All right, I'm going to switch it up and go with the receiver, DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins, this is super flex, so of course, down to number 7. I guess that doesn't really make a difference in super flex. He's probably fallen down there based on the names I'm seeing above him. Sorry, that gave Kent too much information.
Yeah.
Kent, who you got for 2 picks?
Oh, 2 picks. Okay, well, let's go Zeke for one of them.
Yep, he comes in at number 2.
Okay. Odell Beckham Jr. will be my other selection.
He has fallen down, coming in at 14.
Whoa.
Is he that
low? Value right now?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Yep. I don't think he should be, but I'll take those points as I have earned them, so.
Yes, you that definitely bumps you up. So after 2 rounds here, or actually, that's in the 3rd round. So I'll give a score update in a little bit. All right, Okada, back to you.
Before I pick one, do we get a penalty if we say someone that was already named, or do we just look stupid and have to pick someone else?
Just look stupid, okay. And I'll let you know, and you can pick somebody else.
I'm going to go with Christian McCaffrey.
Number 3 on the list. That's for back-to-back.
All right.
See, getting
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas comes in at, why can't I find him? There he is. Michael Thomas comes in at number 10.
All right, and I will go back to, give me Juju Smith-Schuster.
Juju comes in at number 12.
Okay.
So this goes back to Okada.
This
now
is the guy, I can't remember if someone's named already, but I'm going to try him. Alvin Kamara?
Boo, Okada, I already said that.
He was
named.
You named him? Yeah. Okay. See, yeah. At least
you,
I knew
stupid.
You did.
Then
I will go. We still haven't gotten the number 2. I'm going to try Devontae Adams.
We have gotten the number 2.
Yeah, we did. That was,
we did?
It was Ezekiel. Oh, it was okay. Ezekiel Elliott. Devontae Adams does come in at number 9. So you guys are all staying up near the
all
top
right,
still. Kent, it's your back-to-back picks here.
Man.
I'll give a score update after your first pick here.
This is where it starts to get tough.
Yeah, now we got to start having fun.
Oh, God. I'll go with kind of like a Antonio Brown. I think he's a little lower.
Antonio Brown comes in.
He's just too old now.
At 22.
Yikes.
Wow, wow,
yeah.
Wow.
So, score update.
Nice one, Kent.
Wow, that's
not good. Not a good look.
That's a big score there, Kent. You added some points in the last couple of picks. So Kent's currently sitting at 42, Betts is at 33, and Okada's in the lead at 20.
Oh, spicy.
Kent, I think you still have another pick, so you have to take on more points right now.
Oh, so is this the last pick here?
No, we're going to go all the way to 36.
Oh, we are going. Okay.
We're going to finish it.
Let's try something a little risky. I'm going to try it.
I know who he's going to
take. James Conner.
James Conner comes in on the list at number 29.
Yeah. That's all right.
Keep pulling those big points in.
Oh, I'm going for high score.
Kent, this is
high
golf,
score
man.
All time.
This is golf.
You are well on your way.
Okada,
what do you got?
I will take my number 2 QB, Aaron Rodgers. See where he goes.
He is the second highest quarterback on the list, coming in at number 8.
Oh, I'm on fire. Let's go.
Yep, that was the lowest possible you could have gotten right there.
Hmm.
Bets,
all
you
right.
Get 2 picks here.
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans comes in at 16.
Solid.
Not terrible. Let's. Do I get to go again? Okay.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go back to. Has Tyreek Hill been said?
Tyreek Hill has not been said, and he is number 14 on the list. Okada, back
that was going
to
be my pick. All right, I'm going to keep my quarterback streak going and say Andrew Luck.
Number 10, tied for number 10, actually, with Michael Thomas. Ooh. So you get the 10 points there. He was, again, the lowest possible option you could have gotten right there.
Well, I mean, you know, they call me the GOAT.
No one has ever called you that.
There you go. You are definitely killing this game.
All right,
Kent, do you want to go for, like, number 36 on the list?
Yeah, I've been shooting for it. Down to the bottom? give me Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, he comes in at 16. Now Kent's getting the
game. That's a little bit better.
There's lower numbers. You've got another pick.
Yeah. Melvin Gordon?
24 points. Oh, good job. He was the lowest possible answer right there.
All right.
Number 15. So Deshaun Watson and Mike Evans were tied at 16. Should have said that. But yeah, good job. That was the least damage you could have done right
now. All right. Recovery. Yeah, there we go.
Those were.
All right, Okada, pick a big number and give him a chance.
Those were literally my two picks. This is tilting me a little bit. But I'm going to say that Amari Cooper has jumped up a bit. So I'll go with Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper comes in at 31. Ooh,
that
honestly a little disappointing.
I know. That feels bad.
Yeah.
I was the highest person to take him. I took him at 25 in the draft that I did. So I like him more. All right,
let's
do you got, Betts?
Let's go with a quarterback. How about Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield,
right,
number 19. Just about as low as you can go.
Let's see. Nick Chubb.
Also, right. Number 19, tied at number 19.
Wow.
So, minimal damage there. There is one guy you could have gotten that would have been a little bit less damage. Okada, can you name that guy?
I was thinking Nick Chubb, but I'm so surprised he's still that low after the Kareem Hunt news. I will go with Julio Jones.
Julio comes in at 24.
Not bad.
Ooh, your numbers are creeping up there.
I'm struggling.
All right, kick. Kent, give me a number and we'll do a score. Give me a player and we'll do a score update too.
Okay.
You can make it respectable if you pick the right guy right now.
I think I'm going to try another quarterback, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, 27.
Okay.
All right. So quick update, Okada in the lead at 93. Betts on his tail at 101. Kent didn't quite make it as respectable with the Russell Wilson choice. He's at 129 right now.
High score.
Winning. You get to go again.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay. All right. Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell comes in at 32.
Almost got that highest one.
Yeah, you're really working your way there. All right, Okada.
All right. I'm going to go with Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce, the only tight end to come in the top 36. He comes in at number 30 overall.
All right. I'm glad you said that because I was probably going to guess Zach Ertz.
that was
I appreciate
that.
Thing, but, let's see.
Yeah,
how about?
Happy to help.
Has anyone said Joe Mixon?
Nobody has,
let's go.
You just took the lead.
Wow.
He comes in at number 18, so. Nice job. You get a pick again.
Let's go right back to the running backs. How about David Johnson?
David Johnson comes in at 22.
Ugh.
Tight race between you two here.
Oh, man. This is rough.
Who you got, Okada?
I will try. I'm torn between two receivers. I'll go with Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs comes in at 26.
All right.
I think we are reaching the point where if you do say somebody that does not crack the top 36, I got to give you a score of 37.
All right.
So we're going to get to the point where we might miss some guys here.
Yeah.
Who you got, Kent?
I'll go Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen comes in just above Diggs at 25.
Okay.
I took Diggs over him.
I get another one, so... Let's go Adam Thielen.
Solid.
Adam Thielen.
He might be outside.
Apparently not solid
enough. He is outside. He has fallen down. Oof, looks like he's in the 40s. I did not average him, but he is in the 30s.
Well, I'm glad I'm just getting 37 then.
Yeah, 37 for you. Looks like his lowest pick was 40 overall, ranged from 40 to 46.
Wow,
so
he has fallen.
37 points for you, Kent.
Okay.
I'm going to go risky here and say Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. He's in there, number 34.
Wow, kind of surprised by that.
Oh.
Squeaking in. So we have, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys left. There are actually 37 because there was a tie for the 36th
spot. Wow.
All right, well, with that being said, I'm going to take...
So we'll wrap this and let the next round, when we get back to Kent, that'll be the end of it. So
I'm going
to
go ahead and take here Dalvin Cook.
Oh, my gosh.
Lowest possible
gosh
score
darn
right
it, Betts.
Number 21.
Coming
Betts,
for you, Okada.
Coming from behind. And you got to pick again, but
okay.
You got to pick again, Betts. Final pick.
Gosh. All right. Let's go receiver. Let's go Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks just misses the list. He is... ranges from 29 to 47, but does not come in the
top.
Wow,
that's a big
36,
swing.
36, actually. So, 36. Yeah, he's got quite the range. Somebody loved him, and others just aren't quite as high, which has kind of been the story of his fantasy value, I think, forever. So, Okada, final pick.
I really want a Dalvin Cook.
By the way.
Can I beat Betts if I pick the right guy?
You cannot.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to go steal his guy then, Carson
you
Wentz.
You are 3 points ahead of Kent from getting last
place. Oh, my gosh. How did this happen?
Okay.
I'm taking Carson Wentz.
All right. Wentz comes in on the list at 28, which I believe just shut out Kent.
No.
Probably guarantees him last place. Let's see what you got, Kent. Can you name somebody else?
How many guys are left? I just curiosity.
I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4 guys left on the list, I believe. We got everybody else.
Let's go with T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton is not one of those four guys left on the list. Didn't even make top 48, so I don't have him even on my list.
Okay.
The guys that we missed, Jared Goff came in at 33.
Oh, wow.
Darius Geis.
What?
Darius Geis at 35.
The hype is real around Geis right now.
Oh,
Darius
Geis.
Yeah, people are loving him. Kenny Galladay comes in at 36,
ooh,
tied with Sony Michel.
Wowza.
Okay.
Spicy.
So there it is. Betts gets game number one
like
on the night. Betts is the winner of game number one. You get to choose game number two. Name game or the point scored BS game.
Let's do the name game.
Oh, that's a great decision. Good decision. All right, and since we have the red shirts on tonight, we have a theme, of course. The theme tonight is colors.
Oh,
so this should be really easy.
That's cute.
Nice colors. Everybody knows colors. I hope you all studied your probably at least the 64-count box, if not like the 128.
The one with the
Crayola. Yeah, exactly.
You guys spent all day studying, right?
Burnt ochre.
That was part of the study session, I'm sure. So, in this game, for those that are new to this game, I will give a clue. If you get it on the first clue, tonight you're only going to get 2 points because I can't give a clue for a color as easily as some of the options that we've done in the past. So... You're gonna get a clue for the color, kind of in the original clue. So that'll be worth 2 points. If you need a clue, if nobody gets it, I will give a clue to the player, which will make the value be 1 point. If nobody gets anything, obviously it's 0 points. I have 9 of these. If we get down to the final one and there's a tie between two people and somebody's out, we're gonna let just those two people play it. If I say the player's name first in the clue, that means the player's name will appear first in the answer. And this is the name game, so it lines up like now and later from Wheel of Fortune. The first part of the answer will blend into the second part of the answer. If there's poetic license, I will let you know leading into it. Everybody ready? Your name is your buzzer.
Right. I have no idea what's happening.
I'm definitely not ready, but let's do it.
I will read a clue and see if you can piece it together with a name.
It's terrifying.
All right, we'll start out with a nice little easy one. AFC South tight end and shiny shade of brown.
I got it. Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Eric Ebrons.
Eric Ebrons is it. Two points for Okada. FYI, your buzzer is Okada, and Betts, your buzzer is Betts. All right,
sounds good.
Good point. Sorry.
All right, 2 points for Okada. Eric Ebrons. Now everybody understands the game, I assume, correct?
Now I do, yes.
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 All right. Let's move on to clue number two. Shiny gray and NFC East tight end. Shiny gray and NFC East tight end.
Oh. Okada. Zach Silvert or something like that?
Nope.
Okay.
That wasn't bad, actually, Okada.
Oh.
I know, right?
Say the clue again, Bosh.
Kent or Betts. It's
Sil Vernon Davis.
All right, he did not buzz in, but I think we have to give him credit. Oh. That's the answer.
sorry.
Sil Vernon Davis.
I got excited.
Well done. All right, so Kent has two. Okada has two. Betts is asking for more clues.
Yes, please.
Next one. Shade of purple and NFC East wide receiver.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of what a shade of purple is.
Kent. Magenta Mari Cooper.
NFC East wide receiver.
That
is.
Oh,
you're right, but that's not the right answer. Sorry.
Oh, well, okay. dang it.
I think that's more of a shade of red.
It might be. I took a swing.
It's
yeah.
A pinkish red, sort of pinkish, thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's right, NFC East. Yes, you're right.
Wide receiver.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Does anybody want a clue?
Yes. Oh, we can get more clues.
Yes.
I forgot.
So this will take the point value down to one. Kent, you still can't buzz in unless they both get it wrong. So you get to sit there in anguish if you do figure out the answer, which is very annoying. I'm on that side a lot. New York Giants.
Okada.
Go, Okada.
Okay. I keep trying to say Matt. Indigo Dell Beckham Jr.
That is it. 1 point for
Indigo.
Okada.
Nicely done.
Oh.
Indigo.
I could not get the color. That was good. I had violet in my head, and nothing was working.
I tried to make a clue for violet, and I could not find anybody's name to line up.
I had indigo in my head, and I just couldn't put it together.
Well, you finished off with 1 point for it, so.
All right,
so now we're going to go with shade of red, or maybe purple, or pink. Shade of red, purple, pink. And NFC North running back.
Okada.
No,
go for
come
it.
On.
Magentarian Jones.
Nope.
Oh!
Betts or Kent? What are you reading over there?
I'm not reading. I'm
just staring blankly into space because
I cannot.
I'm terrible at this game.
Because I can't think of colors.
I literally don't have the brain to process
He's looking at his crayon
I got
box.
All the. I've got all the NFL players in my brain. It's just the colors I can't think of.
Betts, this is the hardest game for people to figure
man.
Out. It's so challenging.
I'm terrible at this kind
it's
of stuff.
It's easy when you're listening. Driving in the car, it's so easy. Being on the show, it's not.
All right, shade of red or pink?
Do you guys... Shade of purple, maybe. shade of red, purple, pink.
Well, that doesn't help at all. It's two different colors.
Can we get a second clue, or is that the second clue?
No, I'll give you the second clue. Is everybody ready?
Yeah, second
again,
clue.
Again, Okada,
yeah.
You can't buzz in unless they both get it wrong.
Oh,
so
good
the
point.
Second clue is Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears running back.
Go figure,
mean,
he gets
two
it.
Of them
he knows it.
I know
it. Can be. I can't think of the shade of the color, though.
I know it.
If you guys don't want to answer,
Okada, Kent.
What? Go for it, Kent.
Magenta Kareek Cohen.
What?
Wow, did I
say
that right?
What?
Magenta.
Yeah, whatever.
Cohen.
I fumbled through it.
Oh, my gosh.
You literally said magenta like a minute ago, and then Okada gave you guys.
I know. It's unbelievable.
I felt like I led you guys to magenta pretty easily. That we discussed if it was a shade of purple or red or pink. Oh, jeez.
That's fair. That's very fair.
All right, we've got some that are going to be a little bit more challenging. Oh, I've got one more easy one. Let's do an easy one real fast. Light shade of black and AFC North wide receiver.
Light shade of black.
Yeah, that's the best way I can describe it, I think.
When you said AFC North and you said color, and this is going to be easy, I was just going to say off the top of my head right away without even thinking AJ Green because his last name is a color. man. I am terrible at this stuff.
Light shade of black. I don't even know what to do with that. I'm down for a second hint. I don't know about you guys.
I clearly need
I'm
it. I haven't gotten
here.
Anything in this round.
All right, Kent, you on board for the clue?
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
It's a Bengals receiver.
Okada.
Go for it, Okada.
Gray J. Green.
Yes!
No.
Whoa.
Yes!
Okay. Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if you're on the color scale and you take that black and then you like reduce the color, it turns to gray.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like
I knew.
Yeah,
it was
no,
gray.
That's
I just
good.
Couldn't
that's
put it together.
Clear.
He literally.
For me, in my brain, I was thinking. In my brain, I was like, "Oh, it can't be AJ Green because his first name is AJ. So what is that going to combine with?"
Well,
but
it combines
here
with
I am,
pretty well.
Egg on my face. It does. It's perfect.
All right.
And it has green, too. That has to be the
yeah,
best answer in this game.
That was easily the best one. I really enjoyed
double color.
Really enjoyed getting to write that one. Quick update. Okada is at 4, Kent at 3, and Betts is nailed AJ Green on the last one. I think he gets an imaginary half point. Good
Thank
job.
Thank you. I'm just here hanging out.
All right. We've got 4 left. These ones are going to be a little bit more challenging now. So we've got AFC South wide receiver and shade of black or gray. This one's challenging.
Shade of black or gray?
Yes. Kind of a black-gray mix.
What on earth does that mean?
That's the best way I can define this color. Anybody want the team?
Yeah, I guess. I really want a color hint, but sure.
So the team for the AFC South wide receiver is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Or Jaguars, whichever way you prefer it.
Kent says
Jaguars.
Jaguars. Jaguar.
I most certainly do not.
All right.
Again, the color is
the part I, which is good. It's fun to get some stumpers. So it's
yeah,
it's,
I like it.
Yeah, Twitter
stumped.
Always likes to let you know when they get it right and everybody gets stumped. It's fun. So it's DJ Charcoal. Charcoal black, charcoal gray. Have you never heard of that?
Okay.
Okay.
I had coal in my mind, but I couldn't figure out DJ Chark.
DJ Charcoal. And DJ Chark is always in my brain now. Thank you very much, Zach Reed. Ugh, DJ Chark. Oh, I'm not even going to do it. It's so frustrating. Now it's already echoing in my head. All right.
Oh, my gosh. Now I know what you're talking about, and now it's in my head.
Good. I'm glad. I love spreading that misery to everyone listening. You're welcome
man.
For now having that stuck in your head. Send your hate tweets to @TacitAssassin. All right. Shade of brown red, brownish red. And NFC East wide receiver.
Shade of brown red.
I do have a color hint for this one if that is needed this time.
I think we need the color hint. I don't know about you guys.
All right, you guys want the color hint?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a sometimes used photo setting. Or filter if you're, you know, young.
If you're young.
I don't know if I should go with my guess.
Just go for it. What have you got to lose?
I think you should.
Okada.
Go for it, Okada.
CP Amari Cooper?
That's a great guess. It's the right answer.
Oh, let's go.
CP Amari Cooper.
What is the color?
Sepia is the color.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not on Instagram enough, apparently. I buy it.
Yeah, never been much of a filter guy, believe it or not.
Again, like I said, it's a filter if you're a young person. Otherwise, it's just it's just the crayon that you had in the box.
It's just a color. So. Yep.
All right, we've got two more. We're going to stick with the red. Deep shade of red. Deep shade of red. And NFC South wide receiver. This color is always referred
Kent.
As deep. All right, go for it, Kent.
I got Bergen DJ Moore.
Nicely done.
2 points.
Nice.
That puts Kent at 5 and Okada at 5.
And I'm just here.
One
Kent would get the DJ Moore. Okay.
Yeah, he loves
one
him.
One clue
yeah,
left.
Yeah, I would.
So this one, Betts, we're gonna have to ask you to sit this one out.
Yeah, that's fine. Just for this question, I'll sit this one out.
Just for this one. So this is going to be the tiebreaker. We'll start out with the 2 point. Obviously, it doesn't matter if you get 1 or 2 points here. AFC North wide receiver and shade of blue-green. It's easily the hardest clue we had.
Wow.
I have multiple clues to get us to this answer as well. Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver and shade of blue-green.
Blue-green.
Jewelry.
I can't think of the jewel that is this color.
I think I know what you're...
Hold on.
Oh, you guys are totally going to recognize what these clues are leading to eventually. Oh. I bet Betts knows it, I'm sure.
Nope.
He's got it nailed.
I'm pretty sure if we've learned from this game that Betts is colorblind.
I have a terrible time with any riddles and clues that are not extremely literal.
So you guys all went to Antonio Brown when I said Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver. Obviously, it's not him, even though it would have been fun, but it's not him. So Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver and a blue-green color that's often
Which was
used...
the color? Did you say the color or the player first in the original question?
Player is first.
Oh, okay.
Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver and a blue-green color that's... Also used in jewelry or...
Okada.
Go for it, Okada.
I think I heard the question wrong originally, and I was doing it backwards. Juju Smith-Schuster Coys.
That is it.
Oh, my
Okada
God.
Okada
okay.
for the win.
I could not combine it. I don't know. That was good.
Woo.
Nice one.
That was tough.
I was trying to figure out how many more clues I could come up with to walk one of you guys all
the
way
down. Yeah, that's...
I think I would have gotten it earlier, but I had it backwards in my head the whole time. So I was
Schuster
down a rabbit
trail. God, that's tricky. That's good. That's good stuff,
All
Jeff.
Right.
And you too, Okada.
Fun name game. That one was
Yeah,
fun.
that was a lot of fun.
Game.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
You got your imaginary half point.
Hey,
man.
Hey. At least you've won true. A game, okay?
I will say I started out wanting to design the name game around guys like Virgil Green, Alf Red Blue, Equinemius St. Brown, but then I was like, nah, I think I can blend the names a little bit easier than just trying to give clues and get the Jared Goff. So I moved on from
that. That was clever. Nice job.
Alrighty. So we've got one game left, and this is the points scored BS game. For those that listened last episode, we talked about guys that were near the top of their tier. For the scoring, we're going to kind of scoot down a little bit. Now we're going to be looking at maybe guys that came in low-end wide receiver 1, running back 1, or high-end 2, and quarterbacks as well. So for this first one, we will go with the order of Okada won the last game. He gets to state his bid first. Then we'll go over to Betts since he also has a game. And Kent will get a go third. And we can obviously wrap around until we get to the maximum number. So the first category, there are 10 quarterbacks. And this is a 6-point passing touchdown, PPR settings. So 10 quarterbacks that averaged over 20 points, but less than 25 points per game. Per game average. Wow. Must have played at least 4 games to qualify. So I think there was like one guy that I had to toss out because he played like one game and scored 25 points. Good job on you if you streamed him that week. So 10 quarterbacks over 20, less than 25. So right on that range of startable. Definitely startable in Superflex. Okada, how many of those 10 do you think you can name?
6.
All right, 6 for Okada. Betts, do you want to go higher than 6 or do you want to call him out? Again, the rules of the game, if you get called out and you complete the task, you get 2 points. If you call somebody out and they do not complete the task, you get 1 point. We have 3 categories tonight.
No, I don't think Okada can do that.
All right, you get...
Ooh, savage!
You get 1 wrong, Okada, and he gets the point.
Oh my goodness, I don't know if I knew that part. Jeez.
6 out of the 10 that are in here.
This is going to be tough. All right, I'm going to start with the guy that popped in my head first, Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott comes in at 20.36 points per game.
Ooh.
So that's 1.
Good boy, Dak. All right, let's go with my man.
That pretty much gave you one of the ends of the tier right there, too, getting barely in there.
I'm going to go with my boy Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, he is in there at 22.2.
All right. Let's go Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers, 24.39.
Oh, I knew he would be higher. All right. Baker Mayfield.
Baker comes in at 22.08.
Oh,
you've
man.
Got 4. You got 2 more to get.
Come on.
Jordan McNamara worked us over in this game last time. He crushed it. It was ridiculous.
Okay. This one is really tough. I feel like he was good enough early and bad enough late that it averages out in this range. So I'm going to say Jared Goff.
Jared Goff, 25.56 points per game.
What do you mean?
Betts gets the point.
Let's go.
And then he gets
close.
The start of the bidding then. So the other guys that came in that range that you missed, Russell Wilson was also in that range. Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton. Actually averaged 21 points a game, and Nick Foles played enough games to qualify and averaged just over 20 points a game. So,
wow.
All right, the next one, we'll move over to running back. Betts, this is going to be on you to start the bidding. We'll go to Okada since he is challenging you overall for the night. And then Kent, again, you're going to be third. Maybe we'll get a wrap around and we won't just call out the first person this time. All right, there were 9 running backs that averaged between 14 and 16 points. So this is a very tight range.
Whoa, wow.
But also shows that the difference week to week, not a lot for a lot of these running backs.
Is this...
So how many of those...
I was going to say, is this PPR or half PPR? What is this?
It is PPR scoring. Okay. So 9 running backs between 14 and 16 points. And again, last episode, if you're wondering, go back and listen, folks, to who were the guys that were above this tier. Obviously not you contestants right now, because that's a little less fair. we don't have that kind of time.
All right, between 14 and 16,
how
there's
9? How many of those 9? 14 to 16 points, there are 9 running backs. How many do you think you can name?
I'm going to try 5.
5. Okada, you want to give him a chance or you want to call him out?
In my head, I said a number I would allow, and it was 4, so I'm going to call him out.
All right, Betts. Let's see if you can lock this game down.
All right.
Or if you're going to go ahead, and this is for the night. You get this, you win the night.
All right, here we go. I'm probably going to get it wrong on the first try. How about Tariq Cohen?
Tariq Cohen comes in at 15.58.
Beautiful.
That's one.
How about Philip Lindsay?
You don't know.
Philip Lindsay, 14.45. That's two.
Wow.
Give me Chris Carson.
Chris Carson, 15.27. That's three. Two to go.
I'm going to regret saying this. I think it's wrong, but for some reason, I also think it's right. David Johnson.
David Johnson, just under 16 points a game at 15.99.
Oh, he's in. He's in.
Still alive. Oh, yeah, he's Let's in go. There, just under 16.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
That's
me?
Four.
Let's go.
He was the top of the list.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
One more to get, and you've got one, two, three, four, five options.
Let's see. I've got two guys that are coming to mind. I'm going to go James White.
No, He actually averaged more than 16. Okada gets the point.
Let's go.
All right. Does anybody want to? Who was the other guy you were thinking of, Beth?
Marlon Mack.
He would have won.
Come on, man. Oh,
now you can live in regret. He averaged 14.11, so he would have been on there. Anybody got guesses as to who the other four were that we missed?
Let's see. Did someone say Sony Michel?
Sony did not make this cut. I think he might have averaged more, actually.
No,
or maybe less. I don't remember.
Okay,
but wasn't in this range.
What about Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry, nope. Did not make it here.
I was gonna say, even with those big ones, I don't think it made up for all the low ones.
Lamar Miller.
So we missed Lamar Miller. Oh. Nope. We missed Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook, Kerryon Johnson, and Aaron Jones. I was just rather surprised when I started looking at the list that it feels like David Johnson should have. I know he was terrible from time to time, but then it felt like Philip Lindsay should have also been way ahead. But these other guys, week to week, it's like a point and a half difference. Wasn't for the value that these guys cost, wasn't a lot of difference, it seems. But
yeah,
exactly.
All right, we've got one more. Kent, you do still have a chance to win the night.
Yeah.
If you win this, you've got this. We tie 1-1-1, though, we're just going to – that's going to be upsetting because then everybody's going to have – if you each get a point in this game, Kent's going to end up with a third of a game, and you guys are each going to end up with a one and a third, so we'll have to do a tiebreaker between you two for the game. So, Kent, you have to get all of them right to remain in the range for the winning.
Oh, my.
I think we should get a start with you then. Give you the chance.
Okay.
Give you the chance to set all right,
give
a high
me a
number.
Give me a chance. Put me in. Put me in, coach. Let's go.
I do feel like I have to do a tie, figure out a way to let Okada or Betts decide if who gets to go second. Let's see here. Pick a number 1 to 100.
Which one of us?
The mats. Whoever's closest, doesn't matter if you go over, you get to go second, because that's a major advantage if Kent sets a high number.
27. 29? Is that what you said?
I said 27.
Doesn't matter if you're over or under. Is what you said?
Doesn't matter.
28.
I should have made it matter. I said it doesn't, though. But yeah, smart move. So 75. You get to go second.
$1, Bob.
Betts gets to go second. Okada goes third. All right, Kent. You get to go first. You get to set this number and take a chance for the win. 9 wide receivers averaged between 17 and 19 PPR points per game. 9 between 17 and 19. Again, pretty tight range. Kent, how many of those can you name?
Out of 9. Let's see. I'll go with 6.
Betts, is there any chance you're taking the chance?
Take the chance,
Betts. I'm taking the chance that he can do it. Is that what you're saying?
No, you can either call BS on him.
Yeah, there's...
In which case, if he gets it right, then he wins this particular game. If he misses it, you win the night.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way.
All right, Kent. You
go,
just,
Kent.
All you have
Boo
to
Kent.
Do is
okay.
Six of them.
Boo. All right. Okay. But the range is 17 to 19, right?
17 to 19 points.
Ooh, okay. All right, let's start with T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton, the first one on the list at 18.9. That's one.
Okay.
You only have to get five more.
Let's go with Juju Smith-Schuster.
Oh, this night
is
over.
No, he's way higher.
Yeah, he was higher.
Is he?
He was definitely higher.
Wow.
So, Betts, congratulations. You are the Dynasty Game Night Champion of the world for this time frame. Congratulations. Wow.
Despite being colorblind.
I was
going to
say, and I even took a game off.
You definitely took a game off to give him a chance. That was awfully kind of
you.
Yeah,
that's why I did it.
All right, guys. Oh, I appreciate you joining. Thank you very much. Before we get out of here, let's go around. Give everybody your information, where they can find your work, what you do, everything like that. Let's start with the champion. Where can people go and follow the Dynasty Game Night champion?
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter @TheFantasyPT, and you can check out all of our work on the Red Shirts Fantasy Football Podcast. I also do some writing for Dynasty Nerds and the Fantasy Footballers.
Okada, how about you?
You can find me on Twitter @FantasySensei. I do also write for the Fantasy Footballers, although not as much in the offseason, or at least right now. And then you can find all of us, besides our podcast, soon on our website, which will be coming out, releasing in the very, very, very near future.
And what is the website, Okada?
RedShirtsFantasyFootball.com. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's a great website. And you can block me on Twitter @KentWyrock because I'm terrible at fantasy football knowledge. I also write for the Fantasy Footballers and Number Fire, as well as producing the Red Shirts Fantasy Football Podcast.
Thank you guys for joining me. And hey, my personal recommendation to anybody out there, go add the Red Shirts Podcast to your rotation. I do enjoy listening to these guys. They are fun and very informative. So definitely go add them to your rotation. Hopefully that, hopefully you believe me, what I'm saying. You guys all know that I'm a podcast addict. So go and add the Red Shirts and listen to their podcast. And when that website launches, go click on it. Give them those clicks that they all need. As for us, always share this show. Follow me @JohnBoschFF. Follow the absent Matt Price @MattPriceFF. Follow the show @DGNPod. Subscribe to all of the DLF family of podcasts. Buy a shirt for $10. Rate, review, share, subscribe, everything. Thank you all for listening.
When
see you next
all
time.
Your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat. And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night, Game Night.